Okay, Clint, you got anything?
Yeah, I just want to give a footnote to the opening phrase we had last night of the seismic spiritual shift. And it really came when I was prophesying, I think, over this brother about migration. I just want to give you Jeremiah 8:7 tonight. Even the stork in the heavens knows her times, and the turtle dove, the swallow, and the crane, they know their time of migration. But my people don't know the rules or the requirements of the Lord. And Al, this is really a word for you, brother. And I think I'm going to just point my finger to something you said tonight before we came here. I think that was, when you said that, I almost felt the seismic shift at the table.
I felt it when you said it last week.
Yeah, and then when you shared, just there's things coming. So I just want to say this. I really believe it has begun. The migration, the thing about it is, it says, look at, the prophet Jeremiah is saying, look at, even the animal kingdom, they understand when it's time to move. They said they know it won't be long. The robins are going to leave Rochester, and they're going to come down and visit us in South Carolina, North Carolina, because it's too cold in Rochester in the winter. They know. They don't have to put it in the Democrat and Chronicle. They don't have to put it, right? They say, hey, if anybody knows any birds, you know, tell them it's their time. They know. They're gone. And the prophet's saying, look, if the birds know, why? God wired them that way. He said, what about my people? He said, they need to know what? The requirements. What is God requiring of us? He's saying, I'm requiring you to get ready to shift.
Yes.
Seismically shift and migrate to where God wants to take you. And this is, some of us in our hearts, we're all saying, well, as soon as the election's over, then we'll know what to do. You know what? God knows what to do tonight.
Yes.
You don't have to wait for this kooky election. God knows what to do, and he said it the last two nights. There's movement coming. And I feel this is going to be so seismic. You know what? I think this room is going to change. Next time I come back, whenever that is, I just feel like it's like God's going to give this room a facelift. There's going to be seismic shifting. People are going to feel different spiritually, and there's just going to be movement. And so this guy, because he's top dog, he's the lead shepherd. God is going to begin to move in him already, and the movement is going to just trickle down. And it's going to flow. It's going to be a tremendous flow of Psalm 133. It'll be a good and pleasant thing because this man's a man of unity. His heart beats for unity. And then when that gets even a more released, there's going to be such a flow of the anointing. It's like the precious ointment that flows down from the head to the beard. And he's got a beard, so it's scriptural. All right, all the way to the hem. Now, the thing about the flow is head to hem. God wants a full head to hem flow of the anointing in this shift, okay? Nobody gets left out, okay? And it's not a top-down hierarchy. It's out this way, all right? So let it flow and go. It's my word.
Praise God.
I think that's God, don't you? When you receive a prophetic word or hear a word, is you hold it at arm's length to start with. Is this really God? Does it conform with the scripture? Does it resonate with the Holy Spirit within me? Is there an agreement in the community of faith? But when you find those things to be true, and what you do is you begin to pray over that prophecy. God basically prophesied to the Jews in the desert. And he said, I'm going to send you into a promised land, flowing with milk and honey. Basically, that was a prophetic word. And they didn't, except for two guys, they didn't go, yes, we agree, mix their faith with it, and then go in. Instead, they went, yeah, I know it's God, but yeah. So once you know that the word's God, you mix faith with it and you start by praying. You just say, you take that prophecy. Somebody give me an example. We prophesied over somebody and said something about, get your travel license, get your passport. And because you're going to be outside the country before the year's over, before 1 year's over. Was it the year or 12 months? 12 months. So what you would do if you think it's God is you say, okay, God, I ask you to open doors for me overseas. Lord, give me my passport. Of course, Lord, let me take a good picture for the passport. And God, I ask you to open door, an effective door for me to go somewhere overseas. Give me the money for it. And Lord, I want it to be an effective door. I want to see your signs and wonders. I want to be in the midst of the kingdom of God and be used in an incredible way. And I want to change the world. That's how you would pray based on that prayer. And then the next thing you do is you go get your passport. You get the $55 or whatever it takes now. And you would go get the passport. Because none of it's going to happen if you don't get the passport in obedience to the prophetic word.
Yeah.
Got it?
Yeah.
So you got to take the word and you pray over it. But you also figure out, what do I do to bring this thing to pass? I get my passport. I get a good pair of shoes. If you haven't got a good, I always got to have a good pair of shoes. And I get ready and I save $1,500 and stick it in the bank. Because the average trip's going to cost you about $1,500 for tickets and whatever. And I do that stuff and I get it in the bank and I get my passport and I'm standing there ready to go. So when God says, go so-and-so, I go, yes, sir, I'll buy the ticket tomorrow because I got the money and I'm ready to go. So you've combined, when you do that, you've combined faith with the prophetic word and it brings it to pass. And ultimately, and the other thing is, none of us know when the words we speak over you will come to pass. There are hidden things in prophecy, and one of them is timing. And I can give a word to you, and it might come to pass next week, or it might be 15 or 20 years. I have people call me up since I've been in the ministry long enough who say, you spoke a word over me 22 years ago, and we thought you were crazy for 20 to 21 and a half years, but it came to pass. Everything came to pass. So we don't know how long your period of waiting and prayer is, but do not lag in faith. Do not lag in prayer, but be like the chicken that lays the egg. And that chicken's not wondering how long is it going to be before this blasted egg hatches. It just starts sitting on the egg and continues to sit on the egg until the egg hatches, right? Prophecy is like that egg, so you continue to sit on it with prayer and with faith and taking action and talking about it, reminding yourself, rereading the thing on a regular basis until it comes to pass. And in my opinion, the other thing you do is you pester God. The best prayer you can pray is the God you said prayer. God you said. God, you said. Therefore, I want to see it. God, I'm just saying, you said. I want to see it. And that pestering prayer, which in Southern language, nervy, that nervy prayer is the chicken sitting on the egg and saying, I'm not leaving this egg until this egg hatches. This egg's got to move. When I feel this egg move, I'll quit sitting on the egg. And it'll hatch. But until it hatches, I'm going to sit right here and keep this prophetic word warm. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Amen.
Let's thank the Lord for Hector and Clem and Michael. In case you did not pick up on it, they did not know that we are leaving this building. They did not know who was being prophesied over, but the Holy Spirit knew everything. Last night when he left, Clem told me, it is so easy to prophesy over a church that prays. You open the heaven so that the Spirit of God can move. And the last two nights was nothing unique or special. It was an extension of what the family of God is in this place. So we honor the prophets of God. Those of you who received words, they will be transcribed. And we will set up times where one of the leaders will sit down with each of you and go over the words with you. I will go over the words with the three couples that were sent out and are not formally a part of this house any longer. But they are joined to this house, and they may be back in this house. And then we will work out the schedule for all of the others. But I personally will do the three that we're overseeing at the bridge. Tomorrow morning, come expecting the word of the Lord to come through our brother Michael. And it will be a sweet time of worship and a rich time in the world. Amen. God bless you all. I love you.